Thought I'd speak a little bit about austerity. It's the 10th and final niyama is austerity, performing sadhana, penance, tapas, and sacrifice. So we got fourfold definition of austerity here: sadhana, penance, tapas, and sacrifice. So, why bother? Sounds like a lot of work. Sounds like it might be unpleasant. I'll just watch TV. Why bother with the whole process? What's the benefit? Well, it's increasing our speed on the spiritual path. Or said another way, it's increasing the rate at which our soul body is maturing. Or put in gardening terms, we're fertilizing our soul body. It's going to grow a lot faster. We're fertilizing it. We're giving it what it needs to grow. Sadhana, penance, tapas, and sacrifice. What else are we doing? We're resolving our karma at a quicker speed, which means it takes less lifetimes to go through the process. So if we want to hang around a lot, see what's going on here, if we're still curious, okay. But if we're wanting to move on, experience the grandeur of our spiritual being sooner, then this is definitely the fertilizer we need. A theme which goes through all four aspects of austerity is purification. So there's a nice verse in the Tirukkural on this. As the intense fire of the furnace refines gold to brilliance, so does the burning suffering of austerity purify the soul to resplendence. So purification can sometimes cause the sense of suffering, but it's for a good cause. It's getting rid of the impurity. We're not just suffering because we're supposed to suffer, but it's a reaction to the process of purification. So the simplest form, of course, is our sadhana, our daily sadhana. In our case, Gurudeva has given us the sadhana of performing an early morning vigil, doing our pujas, doing our scriptural study, and so forth on a daily basis. So, someone who's on the spiritual path, if they want to stop making progress, the easiest way is to stop the daily sadhana. Daily sadhana gets us going at a certain rhythm, a certain smoothness in life, a certain rate of moving forward, but that's all based upon maintaining the daily sadhana. So if we stop our sadhanas, our life is going to change. It's being supported at that level of sublimity, that level of success, by our sadhana. Also encouraged to go to the temple once a week at least and attend festivals, and then yearly pilgrimage to a far-off temple is the last part of that. Penance, of course, is atoning for misdeeds. And it's easy to know if we should do penance because we feel bad about something we did. Can't get it off our mind. It's just sitting there, nags us. Wake up in the morning, there it is. Dream about it at night. Think about it during the day. The subconscious is telling us, hey, there's something down here to be resolved. keeps throwing it up. So it's easy to know when penance should be performed, and doing so softens the karma, mitigates the karma involved in whatever it is that we've done. And simple penances, as we know, are like prostrations, 108 prostrations, or a little more intense is walking prostrations. We have ability here to do walking prostrations on Sanmarga. Taipusam is a time of penance, traditional time, and it's interesting. It's such a strong tradition in Mauritius and Malaysia that we even have children and teenagers writing in for blessings to do penance of one kind or another during the Taipusam season.